What are some of the big things going on in Knightdale as we get through the holiday season now and look ahead toward the spring and the summer?
Oh, definitely. So we are coming up on an exciting time. In February, we have quite a few events. On February 8th, we have our annual Cupid Run. I know everybody's going to be very excited about that. Registrations are out there. We have our Leadership Lab on February the 14th. It's free to the public. If you want to learn about leadership topics, I'll be sharing some information there myself. We also have the State of the Town on February 25th. It will be at Haven Farm at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale right now. We're in a partnership with our local Rotary Club to put that on to address local issues. You can find out what's happening in Knightdale. I'll be sharing information about what's happening now, what's happening in the future. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And then on February the 28th, our Knightdale Police Department is running a blood drive, and that will be from 9:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. And so we have all of this information available on our website, on our dates. If you need more information about what it is, what's happening, the location, the registration, you can look at our website and find that information. In the spring, plan for our Spring Fling Festival. Our festival is going to be on Saturday, April the 12th. And this is an opportunity for us to celebrate the arrival of spring. So we're going to have activities at Knightdale Station Park, activities for everyone. It'll be beautiful. We always have a great time with that. And we're doing something new this year. We have our Parks and Rec is hosting Harper Park Hour, or what we call Harper Hour, at our Harper Park. And that is going to be Thursdays with food trucks, music, creative community activities. And our first one is going to be April 17th.
I love it.
Add to that list our Latin American Festival on April the 28th. I know that was a lot to share with you, but we just have a lot going on. So I wanted to make sure that I shared all of that.
That's awesome. There's so much going on in Knightdale. And I am curious, Mayor, we talked, I believe, last year, just about the growth that you're seeing in Knightdale, not different than any of our other municipalities in Wake County. How do you address that growth as you move forward in the coming days and weeks and years?
Yes. So the growth that's happening, and I always say that that means that people are moving to Knightdale, and not just are people coming to the town, but people are staying here. Mm-hmm. And that means that people like what they are seeing and what's happening within the town. People are getting involved. Things are happening. So what we are doing is, how do we provide services, whether it is police and fire? So we are expanding our services and are adding 2 fire stations last year to make sure that we can do that. We're expanding our staff within the town staff. We are looking at Parks and Rec opportunities and how do we increase that. I just mentioned a couple of new activities and programs that we included for this year. So we're constantly looking to see how we can make the quality of life even better on a daily basis for all of our residents.
You know, outside of the growth, Mayor, I am curious, what are some of the biggest challenges that are facing Knightdale, and how do you combat those challenges?
Yeah, so some of the biggest challenges, and it's tough to say outside of growth because sure. I think a lot of them do have to do with growth when it comes to traffic and things to address there, when it comes to housing and making sure that everybody has the availability and access to housing. So those are some of the things that we talk about on a regular basis. How do we find solutions and how do we find answers for that? At the same time, providing those resources. That continually causes those conversations to bring more resources to the table and make sure that we are ready for the increase that's coming here.
What do you want people to know, Mayor, as I start to let you go? What do you want people to know about Knightdale and what makes it special?
I want people to know that one of the things that I think is most special about our town is the people.
Mm-hmm.
The people of Knightdale are amazing. We have one of the most diverse communities, and I love that about Knightdale. You constantly hear when people say that they come to this area that they just feel home, even though maybe they've never been here. It just has that connection. And when actually people that move here, that may be some of the reasons why they decided to move here. They came to the park, they talked to some people here, they felt connected, and they said, you know what, I want to move here. So Knightdale, we have all of these amazing events, all of these things going on. Our staff is phenomenal. And all of that, I believe, is because of the people that we have in our community.
A lot of events going on this spring, as we talked about a few minutes ago. As I let you go, remind us where our listeners can go to learn more about these events and just to see everything that's coming up this spring in Knightdale.
Yes. So if you want to find out more, like I said, you can go to our Town of Knightdale email. Website. And that website will have all the information for what's happening. We also have our town council meetings. So if you want to come to our town council meetings, we have a new software that is Engage Knightdale. So if you really want to get connected, you can sign up for that new software. And in that software, you can get texts sent to you. You can get emails sent to you. We send out newsletters with the information. So please get plugged in. We can give you that information on a regular basis so that you don't miss anything of the exciting things that are happening in Knightdale.
Knightdale Mayor Jessica Day. Mayor, always appreciate your time and your perspective and look forward to visiting again very soon.
Awesome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Of course.
Always.
Thanks. Have a great day, Mayor.
You too.